listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Shire of Manjimup has controversially approved upgrades for Old Vass Road. Residents say they're concerned over the environmental impacts of the roadworks, specifically the number of trees that need to be cut down. But Shire President Danielle Bugey says the council has reduced the figure as much as possible.
We've got it down to 11 trees instead of 24. The Director of Works has worked very hard to make sure that we can bring that number down, being mindful of the community and how they feel about it.
Collie and Dwelling Up have been crowned as WA's premier trail towns. The title's part of an initiative to boost WA's regional hubs by showcasing towns and their connection to local trail networks. The judging criteria examining things like infrastructure, landscape and maintenance. Fresh cuts and confidence for those in Bunbury. The Short Back and Sidewalks charity looking to bring its free hairdressing services to town next week. CEO Natalie Jenkins says something as simple as a haircut can have a huge impact.
We really, I think, as a society, underestimate the role that hairdressers and barbers play in, you know, that human connection that they have when someone is sitting in their chair and having their hair cut.
A new lease on life for Busselton's old tennis club building. Council approving a sublease for the site to be transformed into a cafe, gelato and chocolate retailer. In sport, an Albany footy talent has locked in his future with the Fremantle Dockers. Defender Jordan Clark says he's here to stay.
Just signed a fresh 3-year extension, so takes me through the end of 2028. So hopefully I can, play some good footy in between now and then.
If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.